Coil Plumbing.
Good morning, Randy.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm okay.
Oh, good. It's Amy with Local Splash.
Oh, good. Yeah, I was just going back to the house to do what I had to do here. I just went over in the driveway, so.
Oh, good.
Bear with me here. Transfer any money, but what I'm going to do is I'll give you the one card, but it's only going to be a one-time thing until I transfer money into these other accounts. Because this has been a real... I guess it's Facebook or something said that my business account has been taken down.
No. That's a scam. There's scammers that have been doing that. Your Facebook account is fine. We've gotten like an overload of those Facebook hackers trying to get in, but I will go ahead and put a note in here as well. If your Facebook account was down for any reason, we would have already contacted you and fixed it.
Yeah, well, see, there's so many scams going on, and me dealing now with the FBI and the Boise Police Department here and everything else that's gone on the last 8-9 weeks with accounts and shit. I'm not the only one either, I'm finding out. It's gone.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's not good.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And they told me that it's the FBI. The FBI says it's the it's kids that are like 10 years old,
mm-hmm.
and a lot of them are local because all they do is sit around at home. They don't do the things they used to. They told me what they told me is. Don't do anything, you know, just tapping.
Mm-hmm.
You go tap your card.
Right.
Venmo, anything that you got to do online, if you're going to do it, make sure you got a private account, period,
mm-hmm.
and it's not linked to anything else. And
right.
It said with their, what the best thing to do actually is to go back the way it used to be with checks.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. It's funny that they say that's the way to go back because they were saying that is like the easiest way for them to actually scam you.
No, the easiest way now is with these debit cards. That's why all these government officials want to put, this come right from them, all these government officials want to put these chips inside you. So that way they know what you, everything else, that's what all that's about is control. And then and this comes right for these guys. And they said the other thing is they're doing away with money, trying to do with money and not dealing in cash anymore because everything's going to be a card. So if you owe the government or anybody or whatever else, any kind of money, they can take it right then and there. Period.
That's not okay.
No, it's not. But see, that's what these guys are saying, and I've already, you know, dealt with them. This will be the fourth time.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, so what I'm going to do here, I'm going to give you this first one because I have to transfer shit, but I'm going to give you this
mm-hmm.
first one
to process.
And this is just for, this is just for a one-time thing here.
You got it.
I'll give you the other one, but I'll have to transfer money into it. So that way you have them both, okay?
Yeah.
This first one, I'll give you the number off it.
Mm-hmm.
It's 4834.
Mm-hmm.
8208.
Mm-hmm.
4923.
Mm-hmm.
8634.
Got it. Expiration month and year?
827.
Three-digit code on the back.
659.
And I know we know each other very well, but just for account purposes, the security code on your account?
Is 3557.
Nope, it's going to be your mother's maiden name.
Oh, Coelho?
Yep. Okay. I just have to ask because we're on the recorded line, so we want to make sure that everything's good for you. Okay, so I'm processing for the $700 for the 3-month prepay in advance, correct?
Right.
Okay, so let me go ahead and update this card.
This is going to Splash, right?
Local Splash, yes. Our parent company also comes up as Relevant Ads. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I don't mess this up here.
Got it. Yeah. I'm going to go ahead and process the payment now, and then you'll see it come through on the card. Now, your next payment is due to process on the 23rd of November, which I will go ahead and set another reminder to call you a few days beforehand, so that way we can update you again when you're ready.
Right.
Okay.
And then I'll give you this number now. This is the one you have to use after this one.
For reoccurring. Got it.
Right, right. And then, you know, anyway, 4834.
Mm-hmm.
8208.
Mm-hmm.
7783.
Mm-hmm.
7661.
Expiration month and year?
827.
Mm-hmm.
And it's 728.
728. Got it. Okay. You're completely updated there. Now, give me just a second because I know you said that the calls have kind of dropped down a little bit, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, they dropped down. I had one. I'm still getting the scam ones. I get one guy yesterday wanting to know if I could go to Jerome, Idaho. And I says, no, I don't go to Jerome, Idaho. I mean, that's an hour and a half, 2 hours away.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I said, well, we need some plumbers over here in Jerome. I said, well, you're going to have to look in the phone book because I don't know anybody over that way. And he goes, well, how would you like to take on some more business? It was an Angie List deal.
Mm. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. I'm sending you out to revisions to get some fresh posts and some fresh stuff on the account. I'm also not right now. The rest of the company, I'm working from home this morning. The rest of the company isn't started for another hour. But once they get going, I'm going to have them send me what we call a tiny URL. It is going to be a tiny link for you to gain reviews for your company. And I want you to start getting some reviews. You could literally just shoot this link out to anybody, any of your clients, any of your past clients, any of your family, anybody willing to give you a 5-star review. I'm going to start cranking those 5-star reviews up, okay?
Right.
And I'll send that to you via text.
I want to do something, also maybe put something in there. I'll have to figure it out. Maybe next week, call me if you could. Let's figure it out. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to put something in there like for, like, because right now it'll be like water heater season, you know, installing water heaters, stuff like that.
Okay. Okay.
No.
Do you want me to go ahead and have them create the ad for it on the Google Business profile as well as on Facebook?
Yeah.
Okay.
For that, or, you know, like be like winter specials or something like that. You know what I mean?
Fall specials for now,
fall,
and then move it to winter.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, something like that. But I'll have to. I haven't had time to sit down and think about it, so.
Okay, it's okay. We'll take care of it for you.
Yeah,
we can go ahead
that.
And create it. Do you want me to put a cost on there, or do you want to say like 10% off all new water heater installations or something like that?
Yeah, I need to see what my costs are because they fluctuate so much anymore.
Okay.
But yeah, it's probably going to be something like that, you know, 10 or 20% off, something like that.
Okay.
Or you could put without that, you should, you know, water or fall water heater specials.
Mm-hmm.
You could word it like that. You know, call for pricing because it all depends on the size and the installation, of course.
Okay. Says, fall special.
Mm-hmm.
New water heater.
Mm-hmm.
Install.
Yeah, water heater replacement.
Replacements or installs,
yeah.
Right? Okay.
Well, yeah, replacement install is the same thing.
Right. Okay. Some people just don't think to, you know.
Right.
Here. Water heater. Replacement. Replacement. Special. Call for special pricing.
Right.
Got it.
And then until next, you can put that on there now if you want to, and then I can, you know, then I'll figure out a price or something on some of these, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah.
You know, something like that. So I'll yeah.
Okay. Perfect. I've got
okay.
that
then,
for
at
you.
At least to get maybe some bites out there because I haven't had anything besides those Angie things, and then besides, well, I had one from Mike Cunningham, but I've known him personally for years and. He's about 70-something years old. He's starting his mind starting to go. So instead of doing that, he gets on there and uses this other phone number instead of calling me direct.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So yeah. So that one's reoccurring there for, you know, a couple weeks there, like every day.
Right.
And then there was a couple other ones, but they were these Angie List, and then there was this other one, not Angie's List. There's another one out there now too. that runs competition with Angie's List, and you could barely understand the guy.
Okay. That sucks.
Right. Yeah, I mean, that's what I'm getting mainly off of that.
Okay. Okay, we're gonna fix it up, okay? And I'm gonna have him run a new Facebook page.
All right, sounds good then. Give me a call next week. That'd be awesome.
I will. I'll give you a call next week, and I know to make it early because that's what you prefer. So or later in the afternoon. Either way, I'll give you a call next week, and we'll get you squared away. Okay.
All right. Sounds good. Thank you.
All right. You're so welcome. I'll talk to you soon.
Mm-hmm. Bye.
Okay. Bye.